Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Tainus Daf Chav Beis, and we are starting Chav Alpha Beis about four lines up from the bottom with the words Amar Rav Yaakov Bracha. And today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas Marsh Mem Sarah Bas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. So we're discussing Ma'ariv, and we had a number of different memories. How one is allowed to daven Ma'ariv early while it's still daytime, that's after Plaga Mincha. Then we had a memra that perhaps one doesn't have to daven Ma'ariv at all if he'd already went to bed early and he forgot to daven. No problem, he doesn't have to. However, the Gemara says no, that one should be davening Ma'ariv. Now we get into a longer discussion about this. Amar Rav Yaakov Bracha. There's a brayso over there which is referring to Bavel, because when in Eretz Yisrael we say there, that's referring to Bavel. Tefilas Ha'erev Mahu. What's the story with Tefilas Ha'erev with Ma'ariv? So from Gamaliel, Aymer Chayva. From Gamaliel says it's a Chayv. One has to do it. Rabbi Shua Aymer Rishos. Rabbi Shua says it's just a Rishos. And Rabbi Chinen tells us, Asin Ilein Palgavasa, Gehenim Palgavasa. These who are arguing regarding Ma'ariv is the same Achloikas regarding whether Ne'ila covers for Ma'ariv. At the top of Chafal Amud Aleph, we discuss whether Ne'ila also covers for Ma'ariv. And so here we're going to see that same Achloikas. Chaf is Amraf on top, Manda Amr Chayva, the one that says that Ma'ariv is a Chayv in Ne'ila Pater Shal Ayrev. So then Ne'ila does not pater Ma'ariv because Ma'ariv is different than Ne'ila. Both of them are Chayv, whereas Mandam Roshos, the one who says the Ma'ariv is just Roshos, so Ne'ila pater Shal Ayrev, Ne'ila does pater Ma'ariv. The Brassa continues, Ma'ariv Talmud Echad Shabbat Vishalas Rabbi Yeshua. There's a story of the Talmud that came to ask Rabbi Yeshua, Tfilas Ayrev Mahi. What's the din with Ma'ariv? Amrullah, he told him, Roshos. And then, Ubav Vishalas from Gamaliel, he went to ask from Gamaliel, who was the Nasi, and he asked him, Tfilas Ayrev Mahi, what's the story with Ma'ariv? Amrullah, Chayv, he said it's a Chayv. So Amrullah, the Talmud then told him, Rabbi Yeshua, Amrullah, Roshos. Rabbi Yeshua told me it's a Roshos. So Amrullah from Gamaliel told him, Lamach the next day, when I come to the Beis Avad, which means when I come to Shir and to the Beis Medrash, Amoid Rishalas Halacha Azois, stand up and ask me this Halacha. V'Amar said Talmud Rishalas from Gamaliel, that Talmud stood up and he asked from Gamaliel the next day, Tfilas Erev Mahi, what's the story with Ma'ariv? Amar he told him, Chayv, it's a Chayv. Amar and he told him, Alei Rabbi Shua, I'm a Rishos. Rabbi Shua said it's Rishos. Amar Rabbi Gamaliel, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Gamaliel asked Rabbi Shua, who was there in the Beis Medrash, Atu Shah, I'm a Rishos? You really say that it's a Rishos? Amar Lai, so Rabbi Shua, not wanting to get involved in a public argument with Rabbi Gamaliel, said, Lav, no, I don't hold that. So Amar Lai, Rabbi Gamaliel told him, stand up on your feet, and then they're going to give edus against you that you really did say that Ma'ariv is a Roshos. And Vahir Gamaliel Yoshev Darish, Rim Gamaliel was sitting in Darshaning, Rabbi Shua Amin Raglov, and Rabbi Shua was standing on his feet because Rim Gamaliel the Nasi never told him he could sit down. However, this is really a very big affront to Rabbi Shua's covered. He was one of the Zakanim, and this is not a proper way to treat him. Even though Rim Gamaliel did have a Cheshbin and need to show everyone that the Nasi was strong and that you have to listen, you can't just stop arguing with the Nasi just because you want to and you're Cheshav. Still, the amount of time he had Rabbi Shua standing for was already perhaps over the line, if you will. And the Gemara says, Achirinu by Kala Am, the entire people, everyone in the Beis Medrash, they were being Meranin, which is like murmuring. They were upset. And what they do, Rabbi Chutzpis at Turgamon, they told Rabbi Chutzpis, who is the Meturgamon, Haftar Sa'am, let everyone go. Tell everyone that the Shir is over and it's finished. And Amrulu Rabbi Zinu Nachazon, they told Rabbi Zinu Nachazon, Emar Haschilu, you should say, and start Kaddish. Kaddish is after the Shir. And Va'amar, Vehishil, that's proper Girsa. He said, and he started Kaddish. And Va'amdu Kala Amar Raglaim, everyone stood up on their feet. And Amrulai, then they told Rabbi Gamaliel, there's a quote of a pasuk, Kiel mi loy ava rasach tamid, for over who has your evil not passed? In other words, Rabbi Gamaliel, you're too strong, you're too much of a captain. And we see other stories as well throughout Shas. Rabbi Gamaliel was very strong, perhaps a little bit too harsh of a stance. It seems to be this situation with Rabbi Yeshua was, as we call, the straw that broke the camel's back, and they actually demoted Rabbi Gamaliel from his position as Nasi. We continue the story, miyad right away, hochominus Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah be yeshiva. They went and appointed Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah as yeshiva. They made him the Rosh Yeshiva, and ben Sheshes Reishana. He was 16 years old. Above an imel called Rosh Yeshivas, right away his head got filled with Sevas, which literally means old age. In other words, he became filled with gray hair. Now, as a side point, Rabbi Kiva Yeshiv Mitzayir, Rabbi Kiva was sitting and he was bothered. Why wasn't he chosen? But Vaimer, he explained, Loishu ben Tar Yashu Meni, not that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is a greater ben Tyra, that he's a greater Talmud Chacham, Elishu ben Gedolim Yashu Meni, he comes from more Gedolim. He has a great lineage as opposed to me. Ashri Adam Shazach Le Avaisav, Ashri Adam Sheshle Yasad Le Talizba, praiseworthy is the one whose forefathers have given him chos, and praiseworthy is the one who has a yaseid, he has a peg, he has a hook that he can hang himself from. In other words, he has a chash of lineage. And we just clarify, what was his yaseid? What was so chashav about him? The answer is, Shua Sirila Ezra, he was 10th generation from Ezra HaSoifer, as Rabbi Kiva explained that that's why he was appointed. There was another very important thing that happened at this point in time. As long as Rabbi Gamaliel was a Nasi, he had said that no one's allowed in the Beis Medrash unless Toichai Kebaroi, his inside should be like his outside, meaning he has to be 100% ish MS, no fakes, no nothing, and obviously that's a very high bar to meet, and so there weren't so many Talmidim that were let in, and actually there was a Shomer, a guard, posted by the door, who only let in special and unique people. Now when Rabbi Gamaliel was demoted from being Nasi, they allowed the Beis Medrash to be open, they took away the Shomer, and it was flooded with new Talmidim. Says the Gemara, Kamas Havsalam HaYusham, how many new benches were added in at that point in time? So Rabbi Yaakov Arsoy Sayyamar, he says, Shmoinim Havsalam Shal Talmid HaCham HaYusham, there were 80 benches of new Talmid HaCham there, Chos Min Oyim Demachari HaGadar, besides for the ones that were were behind the fence. In other words, there was no room for them, so they're standing there waiting. Maybe there would be room for them. And Amar Yisrael Rabban, he says, Shalish Me'esav Sol and Shal Tamid Chacham HaYusham, there were 300 new benches, Chutz Min Ayim D'Mecher HaGadar, besides for ones that were standing behind the fence. And another thing about this day, Kahid Tiyin Taman, that when we have a Mishnah somewhere else that tells us the following, B'yoyim She'yishivas Reb Elazar ben Azariah B'yeshiva, the day that they appointed Reb Elazar ben Azariah as the head of the yeshiva, it's referring to this day that we're talking about. And also in Taman Tanina, we have a Mishnah over there, Zem Medrash Darsh Reb Elazar ben Azariah Flin Chacham B'Kerem B'Yavne. This is something that was darshan Reb Elazar ben Azariah in front of the Chachamim in Kerem B'Yavne, and that also took place at that point in time. And the question is, V'Kerem HaYasham, was there a vineyard there? No. So why is it called a Kerem in Yavne? Ella, Il Tamid Chacham She'yasim Shuz Shurzke Kerem. It's referring to the Tamid Chachamim. They were sat in rows and rows like vines in a vineyard, and that's what we're referring to. Now going back to our story, Miyad, right away, Rabbi Gamaliel realized that he made a mistake. So Halacha Rabbi Gamaliel, Itzok Al Echad Ve'Echad B'Seich Beis Lafai. So Rabbi Gamaliel went to every single person's home to appease him and to ask for forgiveness, and then also got Rabbi Shui. Once Rabbi Shua, Ashkei Dav Oven Machtin, he found that he was making needles. Amar Leis, Rabbi Gamaliel asked him, "Min Ilein Ad Chaye? From these you live? Meaning this is your Parnasa?" Amar Leis, Rabbi Shua told him, "Va'ad Kudoin Ad Bay Meida. This is something you still need to learn. I loy Ledar Sha'at Parnasa. Woe to the generation that you're its leader. Since you were the Nasi, you're supposed to know how everybody makes a living or doesn't make a living, because manufacturing needles and selling them is not much of a living." And Rabbi Gamaliel took the Mursa to heart, and Amar Leis told Rabbi Shua, "Na Nesi Lecha," which literally means, "I've spoken too much to you or against you. In other words, please forgive me for the way I treated you." And Rishu forgave him, so everything was all good. Now, because of this, they decided to reappoint Rabbi Gamaliel as Nasi. However, how are they going to tell Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? So Shalchan Gabi Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Chad Katzar, they sent a launderer to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to tell him this. And Vizdamrin Samser Rabbi Kiva Hava, that they had sent Rabbi Kiva, and Amar Leis, this Shliach, whoever it was, told Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah as follows, "Misha hu Mazeh ben Mazeh Yazeh." A person who's a sprinkler, who's the son of a sprinkler, let him do the sprinkling. This refers to sprinkling the mechatas, the water and the ashes of Parah Adumah, which is Matar, somebody who's Tumas Meis, and a sprinkler, the son of a sprinkler, means he's a Kain, who's the son of a Kain, he comes from Yichus, he should do this. And Misha Eino Loi Mazeh V'Loi Ben Mazeh, somebody who's not a sprinkler and he's not the son of a sprinkler, Yoimer L'Mazeh Ben Mazeh, is it right for him to tell somebody who is a Mazeh Ben Mazeh, Meimecha Meimara, your water is just regular water, V'Evrcha Efer Mikla, and your ashes are just plain old ashes from an oven, meaning what you're doing is nothing? That obviously wouldn't be proper. And obviously the hint to him is that Rabbi Gamaliel was the son of the Nasi, and so he should really be the Nasi as opposed to you. So he understood this, and Amar Lahen, he told them, Nisrat Seisem, you clearly have been misratzi, you've been appeased, you've worked it out, Ani v'atem nashkem v'pischa shem Gamaliel, both me and you are going to wake up early and go to the entrance room of Gamaliel's house, and we're going to bring him back to his old shteller as the Nasi. Now says the Gemara, Afal Pikein, even so, even though Gamaliel became reinstated as Nasi, Lohi Ridu Aysem Gdilasoi, they did not take Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah off of his position, Elamino Aysem Av Bezdin, they appointed him as the Av Bezdin. And on to Allah Chabez, the Mishnah tells us, Elu Heina Mamadois, these are the Mamadois. Remember the first Mishnah told us that by the Mamadois, there's Berchus Kehanim four times, so now we explain what exactly the Mamadois are. The Mishnah says, Lefisha Nemar, since the Pasuk tells us, Tzavas Bnei Yisrael is Korbani Lachmi Lishai, Command of Bnei Yisrael is Korbani Lachmi, which is referring to the Korban Tamid, and the Korban Tamid is a Korban Tzibur, as it says, Bnei Yisrael. Now here's the issue, how can you have a person's carbon being brought and he's not there? We know if a person brings a carbon, he has to physically be there. Now, as we're going to see further in the Gemara, that's a pretty big challenge for all of Am Yisrael to be there every single day when the carbon tamid is being brought. El rather, what was done? Sheskinu Anavim Harishonim, the first Navim, which refers to David HaMelech and Shmuel Anavi, they established 24 Mishmaris. I'll call Mishmar Mishmar, Hayam Mamid Bi Yerushalayim Shal Kaihanim Shal Avim Shal Yisrael. Every single Mishmar had a Mamid, which is basically representation in Yerushalayim of Kaihanim, Levim, and Yisraelim. He gives man a Mishmar when it came time for their Mishmar. So Kaihanim V'Leviyav, the Kaihanim Levim of that Mishmar, only Yerushalayim, they would go up to Yerushalayim. The Yisrael Shabaisa Mishmar and the Yisraelim in that Mishmar, Miskansim Ba'areim, Vakarm Ma'asabrashis, they would gather in their cities and read Ma'asabrashis. We'll talk about this in later Mishnayas. But the bottom line is the Mamadis were Kaihanim Levim and Yisraelim, and actually the Yisraelim were split. Some of them were in the Beis HaMikdash, whereas some remained in their cities, and they were the representatives of Am Yisrael for all Karbanos Tzibur. The Gemara just asks, Loit Tzircha Dila, isn't it necessary only to say the following, that Elu Heinam Mamadois, Miskansim Ba'areim V'Karim Ma'asabrashis, these are Mamadois, what would they do? They'd gather in their cities and read Ma'asabrashis. What's with the whole middle of the Mishnah? It seems to be that it's not connected by saying Elu Heinam Mamadois and then explaining what the Mamadois were as opposed to what the Mamadois did. Elu Heinam Mamadois means what did the Mamadois do? So we should really say the end of the Mishnah first, that they would gather in their cities and read Ma'asabrashis. So Gemara Chavez on the top answer is Bal Haskam with Chilas HaParsha. The Mishnah decided just to begin from the start. And so yes, even though it started Elu Heinam Mamadois, these are the Mamadois, the time of the Mishnah realized, you know, let's explain what what the Ma'amados are before we explain what they did. For describing this, Amar Rav Yoni says, Ilin Tamid Karbanisin Shel Kol Yisrael Inon. Their Karbanos Tamid brought every single day, their Karbanos for all of Am Yisrael, their Karban Tzibur. Ne'imu Kol Yisrael Oyel Yerushalayim, if you want to say that all the Yidden should go up to Yerushalayim every single day to be there by the bring of the Karban Tamid, that can't be because Les Ksiv, Ela Shalosh Pam Bashana Yerah Kol Zechorcha. It only says in the Pasuk that three times a year, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, that's when all males need to go up to Yerushalayim. So nowhere in the Pasuk does it say that all the Yidden have to be in Yerushalayim every single day. And we have another issue. Imu Kol Yisrael Yerushalayim Betelin, if everyone's going to sit and be batal and not do any melacha, which is what a person has to do when his carbon is brought. If a person has to bring a private carbon, he goes to the Beis HaMikdash, and that whole day he's not allowed to do work. So if you're going to say that all the Yidden are not allowed to do work every single day because they have a carbon tamid being brought for them, well, the Pasuk says, you shall gather your grain, and me Isef Lehem Sadagon, who's going to gather the grain for them, if not them themselves? El rather, because this issue, Sheskinu HaNavim HaRishayim HaSrim HaArba Mishmars, the earlier Navim, which we said was David HaMelech and Shmuel HaNavi, they were talking 24 Mishmars, Valkal Mishmar Mishmar, Haya Amud B'Yerushalayim, Shal Kehanim Shal Levim Shal Yisrael. Every Mishmar had an Amud, had a representation in Yerushalayim of Kehanim, Levim, and Yisraelim. Now, Tony, we have a Braisa, Esen Rabba, Elif Amud B'Yerushalayim, there are 24,000 people of these Mamadis in Yerushalayim, V'chatzi Amud Mi'Yerichai, and another half an Amud from Yerichai, which means 12,000 people from Yerichai, and Af Yerichai, so Yechayel Haitzi Amud Shalayim. Really, we could have taken a whole Maimid, all 24,000 people from Yerichai, Ela B'Shvil Lach L'Kavad Yerushalayim, Ha'isim Yitzia Chatzi Amud. It's just that in order to give the Kavad to Yerushalayim, only half an Amud, 12,000 people would come from Yerichai, and the other 12,000 from the rest of Am Yisrael. Now, Kehanim L'Avayda, the Kehanim would do their Avayda, Ha'levim L'Dochen, the Levim, they would stay in their Dochen and sing Shira, V'Yisrael, Mechichan Al'atzman, Shem Shluchim Shal Kal Yisrael, the Yisraelim there, they would show that they were the Shluchim of all of Am Yisrael. And as we had said, that they were really split. Some remained in their cities, and others were in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Tanya Rav Shimon teaches in a Braisa, that Ha'Kehanim L'Avim V'Yisrael, V'Shir Ma'akonis HaKarbon, the Kehanim L'Avim and Yisraelim of the Maimid, and the Shir as well that was sung, those are Ma'ak of the Karbon. We have to have all of these in order for the Karbon to be okay. Now, Rav often says, B'Shem Rav Lazar, time is Rav Shimon. What's Rav Shimon's source for this? So the Pasuk tells us, V'chala kol mishtachavim, all the congregation is bowing down, Eli Yisrael, that's referring to the Yisraelim that were part of the Maimid. Then it says, V'hashir mishayrer, Elu Halavim, that's Levim who are singing. And then it says, V'chatzis mechatzrim, Elu HaKehanim, that's referring to the Kehanim, as we have Psukim that tells the Kehanim were the ones that blew the Chatzaitzreis. Then when the Pasuk tells us, Ad l'chalis ha'oila, until the completion of the oila, we learn from here, HaKol ma'ak v'nis ha'karbon, that all of these are ma'ak of the karbon. Rav Tanchum v'shem Rav Lazar, Shom Lom Adar. Rav Tanchum v'nim Rav Lazar, he hears the same thing from the following. The Pasuk says, V'ednes ha'levim nesunim l'aron l'banov mitoich b'nei Yisrael, that have given or established Levim to be for Aaron and his sons from among the Yidden, Elu ha'levim, that's referring to Levim. Then when the Pasuk says, L'avadis ha'vadis b'nei Yisrael, Elu ha'kehan, that's referring to the Kehan, we do the avayda. Then when it says, U'lechaper al b'nei Yisrael, to be mechaper for the Yidden, Zahashir, that's referring to Shira. And the way we understand this is Shira is because we already speak about the avayda in this Pasuk. So U'lechaper al b'nei Yisrael seems to be extra. It must be referring to the Shira. And when it says, V'loya b'nei Yisrael negev begashas Yisrael al ha'kodesh, Elu Yisrael, that's referring to the Yisraelim who are part of the Maimid. The Gemara just clarifies, as we really just said, Minacha Shir Kar Kapara, how do we know Shira is called Kapara? So Chinna, Avoid Barnata, says B'Shem Rebbenaya, when the Pasuk tells us, L'chaper al b'nei Yisrael, Zahashir, that's referring to Shir. And one more limud, Minan Shashir Ma'akiv, how do we know the Shir is Ma'akiv, that if there's no Shir, then the carbon's not kosher. So if Yaakov Bar Acha quotes from Shimon Bulvata, who says B'Shem Reb Chanina, the Pasuk says, L'chaper al b'nei Yisrael, Zahashir. And continues to cause these Mamadais, specifically the 24 Mishmars of Kahuna. So if Yaakov Bar Acha quotes from Chiyah B'Shem Reb Yechanan, Shmoyne Mishmars Kahuna Hamid Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu made 8 Mishmars of Kahuna, Arba Mishal Elazar, Arba Mishal Yisamar, 4 came from the family of Elazar, the other came from the family of Yisamar, these were the sons of Aaron HaKayin, and it stayed that way, Ad Sha'ama Davru Shmuel Haraya, until David HaMelech and Shmuel Haraya, which literally means Shmuel the Seer, in other words, Shmuel HaNavi, until they came along, Vaisifu Aleim Oid Shmina, they added on another 8, Arba Mishal Elazar, Arba Mishal Yisamar, another 4 from Elazar, another 4 from Yisamar, and then Ubikshu Lahaisif Oid Shmina, they want to add on another 8, Vlasais and Esam Arba, and make it 24, and Umatsu Mishal Elazar, Veloim Matsu Mishal Yisamar, they only found more families from Elazar's line, but not from Yisamar, and so they added those 8 families from Elazar. How do we know this? I'll just say the Pasuk says, Vayimatu b'nei Elazar rabim l'rasha agvarim min b'nei Yisamar v'gaymer, that the b'nei Elazar, the people from the family of Elazar, they were found to be much more numerous, rabim, over that of b'nei Yisamar. And Rabbi Yaakov Acha quotes of Chana Rabba Tziparian, who says, B'shem Rabbi Yechanan, that the Pasuk tells us, base of Echad. Now let's just read the whole section of the Pasuk, which says, base of Echad achos le'elazar v'achos achos le'isamar. Now how do we understand this? Base of Echad achos le'elazar, this part of the Pasuk, one base of by Elazar, that tells us, sheni toisef le'bate aves acherim, the more bate aves, more family units, if you will, were added onto a lazar, and then it says va'achuz achuz li samar. That tells us the masha tafas tafas, that whatever samar originally had, that's what he stayed with, but not that more were added on because there simply weren't enough families from samar to add more mishmaris on. And another source for this, Rav Zeira says Shemruchana, the pasuk says lechezir shiva asar, chezir the 17th, meaning they were the 17th mishmar. And how do we understand this? Shechazar hamachzer lelazar, that this machzer, this rotation, now went to a lazar, meaning from family 17 and on, it went exclusively to a lazar because there were no other families from Isamar. One more discussion regarding the Mishmarais, and this actually has to do with the end of Maseches Sukkah, where there's a whole story with somebody named Miriam Bas Bilga. She was a Jewish girl who had married a Roman officer, and there's a whole story when the Romans came into the Beis HaMikdash, and because of that, the Chachamim Knast Bilga, which is the Mishmar that they came from, that the ring was sealed, and the place where they stored their knives were sealed, and the Gemara over there discusses, why is it that that's where their Knast was? One of the questions is, why not just take off their Mishmar? Did they completely lose their right to serve in the Beis HaMikdash? So that's where we pick up from. To say that there's just 23 mishmars and remove Bilga completely, that can't be. Because the pasuk says, Hema yisa David u'Shmuel haray be'emunasam. These are the ones that David and Shmuel haraya established be'emunasam. Now, how do we understand the word be'emunasam? So chav kemal raf on the top, be'umanusam. That's how it would be understood. Umanus is a craft or a skill. Namely, umanus gadai l'haysa sham. There was a great skill in making 24 mishmaris, she'en mishmar noitel v'shein b'sdei achuz ad shita chaveroi, because that makes it that there isn't a single mishmar that's able to take from Stei Achuzas twice until all other mishmaras got once. And Orvo Ro says, Chishavtim, I made this chashben, she'ein mishmar noitel v'shein b'sdei achuz ad shita chaveroi, then no mishmar is going to take a Stei Achuzah twice until all other mishmaras got at least once. Now, what's this referring to? So we know that when the Yidden went to Eretz Yisrael for the first time, it was divided up among the Shvatim. So that means that everyone has a Stei Achuzah. Everyone got a field, which is in their family. It's an ancestral field. That's usually what it's translated as. And if a person is makdashit, he donates it to the Beis HaMikdash, he's allowed to redeem it up until Yovel. However, if Yovel comes and he did not redeem it, that field is given to the Kehanim, who their Mishmar is the beginning of Yovel. So obviously that's great for those Kehanim. Once every 50 years, they're going to be getting a bunch of fields that they get to divide up among themselves. Now, it takes a great umanus, a great skill, to cheshbin the precise amount of Mishmars that are necessary to ensure the Mishmar that lands at the beginning of Yovel is going to be different than all the previous ones, so that there's a fair rotation that all 24 Mishmars are going to be able to receive those Stei Achuzas at the beginning of Yovel, and there isn't going to be a single Mishmar that receives twice before a different one received once. And again, the great skill is that that's 24 and not 23 and not any other number. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss the Mishmaros, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.